Well, politicians, they do a lot of hard work and heavy lifting, but they love it when they get an opportunity also to give some good news out. And Marie Edwards, our Bendigo West MP, was out at one of my favourite places in central Victoria, the Great Stupa of Compassion, yesterday with some good news as well. Marie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well indeed. Thanks very much for being a part of it this morning.
Thanks for coming on, Marie. What's actually... Who's in the funding? Who's actually getting some dollars?
Yes, yeah, so yesterday I was, as you said, out at the Great Stupa, one of our most beautiful attractions here in regional Victoria. And they have been successful in a $520,000 grant through the Regional Tourism Investment Fund stimulus round. And this was a round that organisations could apply for to receive funding to support them. And out at the Great Stupa, their investment and their success will mean that they will have new lighting out at the facility and some upgrades, which will mean they'll be able to increase events and hopefully visitor numbers as well. As you know, they run a number of events out there throughout the year, and having lighting throughout the facility means that they'll be able to run some more nighttime events as well.
Yeah, I said in the intro, it's a great place, and regardless of what beliefs one may have, it's just got a beautiful aura about it. And I think as the gardens and the landscaping gets better and better as well, outdoor and night events would just be awesome there.
Yeah, and it's not just a tourist facility, as you know, although it does attract a lot of tourists and visitors now, but I think it's also a beautiful place of worship for many different denominations, and that is really important as well. The Peace Park is just beautiful, and many people come just to see the Peace Park, let alone the beautiful stupa itself, which of course is the largest stupa in the Western world. So we are very fortunate to have such a beautiful, beautiful place here in regional Victoria. The other successful project was $400,000 for the Welcome to Dja Dja Wurrung Country over in Castlemaine, and they'll be able to install at the Market Building in Castlemaine, which is the Visitor Information Centre, a showcase of historic and contemporary stories of the local Jarrah people in the region, and that will support obviously local and visitor audiences as well who love to come to Castlemaine.
Yeah.
You'd have to imagine that there's quite a bit of work to apply for one of these grants, considering the amount of money that's involved. Is there a lot of work to get this money coming your way?
Look, grant applications can be a little onerous, I admit that. But I think, for example, the Great Stupa has been very successful over the years with a number of different grants. So they are well attuned to the process around applying for grants. But for any organisations out there that want to apply for grants, and there are many out there at the moment, my office is always available to help with that process. The Regional Tourism Investment Fund was a $46 million round. That's the stimulus round. But that's part of a $465 million tourism recovery package. And because of COVID, we know that the tourism sector in particular was hit very, very hard. And this is about ensuring that they have support over the coming months and years to regain what has been lost from COVID. So we want to make sure that organisations are aware of what grants are around. And if needed, we can help them to apply for those grants.
Terrific. And just finally, Marie, you're a busy lady yesterday too, up at the school, Specimen Hill Primary School, getting some funding and hiring an architect to do some work there?
Yeah, so Specimen Hill Primary School received just over 307,000 last year for some important upgrades at the school. As with many of the schools in my electorate, it's one of those beautiful historic red brick buildings, and they do require considerable support for maintenance and upgrades. The exterior of the building is a little sad looking, I suppose, and so this is about preserving that school building and improving its appearance, and that's part of our $70 million in minor capital works fund, part of the building works package. So, you know, it's about making sure that every school across the region has the support that they need to not just keep up the maintenance of those schools, but also to rebuild where necessary. We want to make sure that every student has the best possible facilities and classrooms and They already have the best teachers, but we want to make sure every child is given every chance to succeed, and that means having wonderful buildings to learn in.
Yeah, well, you mentioned before, it's a bit like many of us, unfortunately, as we get older, the exterior gets a bit sad. But
and the plumbing's always a trouble.
I haven't looked in the mirror too much this morning.
Hey, Marie, great stuff. Thanks very much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon. Always good to have you on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Marie Edwards, our Bendigo West MP.